Good morning. Hi, my beautiful friend. Good to be back with you this week. I hope that you've been doing well this week. And if not, if things have been hard, I hope that you've been able to ask for help and to be with people that support you and that make you feel safe with whatever's going on for you. I'm going to play you just a little tiny bit of music, okay? Ready? This is Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. So they're saying a couple of phrases is that turn your magic on, which I loved, and we are legends every day. Turn your magic on, everything you want's a dream away. We are diamonds. I don't think we got to that part, but I loved that. So the reason I wanted to play that, we've been talking the last couple weeks about relationships, and I think it was 2 weeks ago that the one I sent you was called Be the One. Be the one to elevate the relationships in your life. And that's a phrase from Brendon Burchard, my mentor and my boss. And I really love that phrase. I love thinking about, you know, taking the responsibility and being really intentional about being the one to raise the spirits and to deepen relationships, to cultivate new ways of being with people we love. And, you know, I think I also sent you not too long ago a video that I made when I was in Huntington Beach about the changes in the world since the pandemic and how we've really come to understand at such a really, really deep and meaningful level how important the relationships in our lives are to us. And I want to, you know, send you out a huge big hug and high five for being the type of person who cares about this. I know you, right? I see you. I see the way that you really want to have loving relationships. You want to show up for the people in your life. You want to be there, and not just for the other person, of course, but for you too, because it feels so good to be connected and to be connected in a way that changes us. You know, I guess what I'm thinking is there's some sort of common phrase about connection through complaint. Maybe you've heard that phrase, that especially here in the United States, there's kind of this strange culture of connecting with one another by, yeah, me too, that's so hard, or I hate that too, or yeah, those people. And that's not the kind of connection that I'm talking about. And I know that's not the kind of connection you want, right? What we want is to uplift each other and to connect through aspiration and through moments of joy, even when things are really hard, right? So that there's a difference between, you know, when we're able to be with someone, and I think so many of you, because, you know, I was writing a lot about going through a hard time recently, and there's a beautiful way that so many people respond, which is, yeah, you know, it can be that thing of like, yes, I hear you, I'm here with you, you'll get through this, or yes, I hear you, and, you know, I send you my love. There's a way in which it doesn't have to be yes, I hear you. Everything's so awful. It's just getting worse. I don't know what we're going to do about this world we live in, you know, fear, 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 which is just going to drag someone down, right? So anyway, so here's, we've been talking about these things, right? We've been talking about ways to start conversations that spark more interesting conversations and that veer them away from, you know, that sort of stuff that's going to drag you down. That was a couple weeks ago. And then last week I talked about, you know, some ways to pause, press the pause button when we're having a hard time in a relationship, when we feel hurt or not heard, as a way to deepen relationships and to make sure that we're cultivating them in the way we want. Today I want to talk to you about another aspect of this, and that's why I'm playing you Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. Let me play a tiny bit more, see what they have to say. I mean, even this, I mean, you know, it's like, I love this when I randomly choose songs, as you guys all know. And I don't know, just the singing, you know, I feel my heart beating and I feel it, my heart under my skin, like that sense of really feeling our lives. And, you know, I'm pretty sure you must have this experience, as I do, of times it's just sort of automatic, robotic, going through the motions, crossing things off a list to do. And what I want to talk to you about today is a way to bring that sense of real, like, feeling and, dare I say, even adventure, which is why I chose this song, into our relationships. Because one of the things that has happened over the last couple years, right? The pandemic kind of made everything stop for a long time. And we all went into kind of this fearful stillness for a little while, and then kind of hunkering down, and we couldn't see people we loved, and we couldn't have the events that really brought us together with people. And granted, I know we're still in the pandemic, you know. Some people, you know, have different levels of safety around it than others, but this is a time when people mostly, for a large part, are seeing people they love in person again. And what I want to talk to you about is be the one to bring some adventure. Be the one to bring some novelty. Don't just allow your relationships to stay at the level where they are, but challenge yourself to make them, you know, more expansive, more fun, more meaningful, more connected, more joyful. You know, this is the time when people need that sort of sense of play, you know, and I'm going to tell you a story that happened last week with my beau Ian, because it really had a big impact on me. I didn't realize it until later when we were talking about it, but it's a really simple story, you'll see. So we were driving back from picking up some takeout food. And on the way back to go to his house, we were going to sit outside on the roof and watch the sunset while we had dinner. And on the way back, we saw a sign for an open house. And we have never done this before, ever. But Ian said, "Hey, should we go to that open house?" And I don't know what prompted him to say it, because again, that's not something we do. We're not obviously, well, not obviously, but we're not buying a house. But I was like, yeah, let's go. And one of the things that happened is that the sign for the open house was way far away from where the open house actually was. We didn't know that, but we're driving along looking for the street. And what happened was, oh, there's a hummingbird right outside my window. I always think that's a good sign. I think she's saying, yeah, this is a secret in life. So what happened was, on the way to this open house, suddenly, because we're paying such close attention, because we're trying to look at the numbers on the houses, and we're seeing all kinds of fun things, right? We're seeing sculptures in people's yards. We're seeing beautiful, like, little flower guardians and, you know, fun bicycles and, you know, people sitting outside. Like, all of a sudden, we're just like, hey, look over there. Look over there. Look at that. In a way that we weren't doing before, when we were simply driving back to his house. And the way that we framed this later is, you know, when we were driving back to his house, it was kind of like we were just getting to his house. It wasn't as if we were on an adventure, right? We were driving to his house. And in fact, Ian pointed out, it's like when we were driving back to his house, you know, everything was kind of an obstacle to getting to our dinner, our sunset dinner, right? Like, oh gosh, that's in our way, or now we have to pause here. However, when we started to go to this open house, suddenly we're on a journey, right? We're on an adventure. It's like a miniature road trip all of a sudden, right? So everything is interesting. We're seeing things in new ways. when we finally found the open house,
there was a sign that said, you know, we saw then the sign that said, you know, until 4:30 these days, whatever. And it was past that. I think it was like 5 o'clock or 5:30 or whatever. And so that was really funny because we saw the sign that said, you know, it was closed, and we were like, well, let's just keep driving to the house because we were pretty darn close to it. And, you know, it seemed like there was something for us there because it had called to us, right? So so even though that the open house was closed, we found the house. And so we just parked outside the house, and we've been talking about oracles because my friend Maya had sent me these great Edward Gorey cards that are like oracle cards, really fun. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know, this is kind of an aside, but Edward Gorey is kind of like dark and a little bit, how would you describe him? I can't really think, like, funny, but dark. Anyway, I had brought the cards, and then we had a big conversation about oracle cards and the way that, you know, they are a way not to predict the future, but more to point us to what we're seeing about something in our own life. It's a way to self-reflect, is the way that I see them. The reason I'm telling you this is that when we got to the house, because we couldn't go in, I said, hey, what if we just see this house as an oracle card? And what is it telling us, right? And the funny thing about it is that the house was obviously staged because on the outside of the house, they had like these two chairs sitting there as if people were going to, you know, plop down and have a conversation. And there was a croquet set up, and perfectly set up, right? And then the house itself was this weird gray white color that looked very ghostly. As soon as we drove up, we were like, ooh, that's kind of creepy, which fit into the Edward Gorey theme, but so we were like, hey, this house is kind of creepy, ghostly, and yet there's like these fun chairs outside and the croquet mallets, and like, so what is this quote unquote tarot or oracle card telling us? And what dropped in for me was the house seemed like death, but that there was this, you know, to me, those chairs were like conversation chairs, like you'd sit with a friend or a loved one. And of course, the croquet mallets were playful. And I said, you know, I think that the message is life goes by fast. You know, make sure you connect with people you love. Make sure you have fun. And Ian said, I think that it was all about the journey. I think, you know, and that's when he pointed out how much fun we'd had seeing things along the way. And so we both sort of like paused and thought about those like two meanings that we brought to really, you know, just this adventure we'd created about going to this open house. Okay, so hopefully what you're seeing, because this is the main point of this, is that once we created a space, and I'm putting that in quotes because it wasn't really a space, but we kind of said, we're going to go to this open house, it created this novelty for us. It created a journey. It created a sense of being in something together. And it was really meaningful. It was just a silly thing, right? I mean, we're just going to an open house, which we didn't even get to go to. But later, we talked a lot about it. And that's when we discovered some of these elements I'm telling you now. We didn't really see all of that in the moment. In the moment, of course, we're just in it. But later when we were talking about it, you know, the importance of creating space with someone you love. So the reason I'm saying this, and I'm hoping you're thinking this, is, you know, where can you do that? Do you have a time set up to see someone where perhaps you can set up a space that is a little bit different, novel, adventure, something new, something, just some small twist that would put a container around your time together that feels different? And the second piece was really like trying as hard as you can to be present with the other person in a new way, right? And to see things in a new way, to see the world around you in a new way. Again, you know, using that example, we were just driving these streets that we'd driven down before, but we were seeing new things. And so I really want you to think about, and I'm going to give you just a couple ideas that, you know, because I'm not saying like, oh, find an open house and use it as a tarot card, although you could. You could actually use anything as an oracle card like that, which is kind of fun to do with somebody, you know, to get to take yourselves to a deeper conversation about something. So actually, maybe that is one. Maybe you just, you know, you were with a friend and you're out in the park and you stop in front of something, a bunch of people doing something or whatever. And you just say like, hey, if this was a tarot card, what would your reading of it be, right? That's one way to bring some deeper conversation. But it doesn't really get to that bigger part of setting a container for an adventure. So one thing I'm going to tell you that you've heard me say this before is a sparkle stroll, right? Where you set out to go for a walk with someone that you love and you say, okay, you know, we're each going to... you know, write down or text to yourself on your phone or put in your notes on your phone, 10 things that we see that are beautiful. And then at the end of the sparkle stroll, we'll share them with each other. And you could also do that with photos. So you could take photos of, you know, 10 or 15 things and then sit down on a park bench and share them. Like that would be a really fun thing to do with someone that you love. The other thing you could do is something that Ian and I did once, which was we did like a quote-unquote scavenger hunt, where before we went on a walk, and we were in a new town, and I don't know what prompted us to do this, but we made a list of 20 things, you know, and they were just weird things we thought of, like a blue bear or the word yes. Those I remember those two. I don't really remember, you know, I think maybe one was a beach ball. We just made a list of random things. And then as we were walking around the town, we wanted to see if we could find them in this town. And we actually, I think we found everything. Some were a little bit of a stretch, but it was super fun to do. So those are just a few ideas of really, really simple things you can do that don't cost any money to do, but what you're doing is you're creating your own little party with someone. And again, I repeat, and I know you know this, we need play, right? We need uplift. We need laughter and, you know, silliness and giggles. It's been a hard few years, and I know who you are, and I know you're the sort of person that can be the one to bring this sense of adventure and joy. All right, let's close it out. I know I went a little bit. I tried to keep these 15 minutes, but sometimes I'm too excited and go on too long. Saying you make me feel alive again, which is perfect. I don't know if that's what he's saying, but yes, it is. I just looked up the lyrics. That's so perfect. You make me feel alive again. Bring that to someone in your life. Bring it to yourself, okay? And then I hope you'll email me and let me know how it goes. Love you. Bye-bye.